12 Days of Christmas, more like 12 Weeks of Christmas podcast. Welcome to this week's episode, How to Get on the Nice List. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to 12 Weeks of Christmas, the podcast. I'm your host, as always, Angela Palumbo, coming to you from Long Island, New York, and this is the 11th episode of 12 Weeks of Christmas. When this episode releases, guys, it will be 8 days to Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I genuinely cannot believe that Christmas is in 8 days, you guys. It feels like yesterday when I decided to randomly make this podcast. It was late August, I think, because I started creating the show very early September, released the first episode October 1st. And I remember the day that the first episode released, I stayed up all night to make sure I watched it pop up on Spotify to make sure that nothing was wrong. And now we're almost done. There's only one episode left for the podcast, and that's coming out next week. It's absolutely insane, and I can't believe how quickly this year has gone. Even though it's gone insanely slow, it just feels like one really long march. I mean, let's be real, but the fact that there's only a few weeks left of the year and that Christmas is in about a week now is just absolutely insane. I have some exciting personal news. I finished my first semester of grad school as of yesterday. So I'm officially on winter break, which is really exciting. My last day of work, because I do work study, is on Friday. So tomorrow when the episode releases. And that's really exciting too, because I'm actually going to get a full break for over a month. I don't go back to school, I think, until January like 26th or something like that. I honestly don't know the actual number. I don't want to look. But this has been the most difficult semester ever because the entire few months was remote. I sat on Zoom for hours and hours a day. I did interviews and reporting and writing and recording this podcast, everything, all from the same spot in my room. And it's going to be nice to get a break for a while, to get away from my screen, to just really, for the next week, dive into Christmas and spend all my time focusing on the holiday. And then I'm going up to Rochester to see my boyfriend's family. And then we're just going to relax and enjoy the new year the best way we can. To start off celebrating Christmas and focusing on it now that my semester is over, I spent the entire afternoon wrapping Christmas presents. And sometimes I wish that this was like a vlog series so I can show you things, but next to me to my right is a giant pile of presents that I've wrapped. And I wrap presents for family members, so like if my siblings get each other stuff or my parents, what they get each other, I usually wrap those gifts for them just to make it easier, and I love wrapping, they don't. So I spent a lot of time today focusing on those gifts as well as the gifts that I got for people. So I am totally done wrapping, except I think I have two more presents to come in the mail, which is a little scary because they're not here yet and Christmas is in a few days, so I hope to see those very soon. But, you know, in realizing how much I've been getting in the mail every day and my family and just seeing the mail people, we've been getting presents dropped off past dark at this point. I really want to give a huge, huge shout out to our mail delivery people, UPS, FedEx, Amazon. I don't know, if you work for USPS, of course, the postal service, if you work for a mail delivery service, thank you so much for the work you're doing this holiday season. You're working during a pandemic, nonstop, insane hours. I really commend you and I thank you. Because of you, people are able to ship each other gifts this year instead of seeing each other, and your job is always extremely important. But now more than ever, it has this importance to it, and you're doing amazing work, and it's much, much appreciated. So make sure to say thanks to your mail delivery people this holiday season and throughout the year. Honestly, just be grateful for them, because they're working hard to get us our packages. And it seems like such a small thing. You open the door and there's a package there, but someone had to get that to you. And so if you drive the car or are working packaging the items or putting on the mailing labels, if you are a part of the process in any way, you're appreciated and thought of. And thank you so much for that. I have another update, which is so random. It is that right now outside, there is a nor'easter. In New York, right now we're getting a huge winter storm and it's pretty much a blizzard, which I'm really excited about because it feels very Christmassy. Right before I started recording this episode, I was wrapping my presents. I had on white Christmas, which I don't know if I mentioned this before. I might have. At this point, all the episodes are kind of a blur, but every year when I wrap presents, I put on White Christmas because it's a really long movie and it's nice to have on in the background and it makes me feel really good. And I watch it about once or twice a Christmas season, depending on how many presents I have to wrap. This year, it wasn't that many. So yeah, it was just a lot of Christmas vibes going on. The snow was coming down. I was watching that movie. I was wrapping gifts. I was spending time with my family. It just felt really nice. And I'm so in the spirit and I'm so excited for Christmas and I can't wait to give these presents to people. And I wish that I could tell everyone what I got people now, but I can't. So I will maybe post on my Instagram account, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. That's the number 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. If you guys are interested, some of the gifts that I bought this year, because I can't share it because my loved ones listen to the show, but some of the stuff I got is really good and I'm really excited. This week's show is called How to Get on the Nice List, and that's a very vague name because there's so many ways to get on the nice list, and honestly, just being a good person and doing the right thing and being true to yourself. I mean, those are the most important things every year to do all the time, not just the Christmas season, but there's something that I think, especially now, is really important and shouldn't be overlooked, and I wanted to highlight, especially this close to the holidays, and that is charity and charity work and paying it forward. I know in the beginning, I think the first episode of the show, one of the things I said and talked about that is my favorite part of the holiday season is paying it forward and how everybody seems to just be kinder and nicer during the holidays. Well, that's, you know, that remains true, especially now more than ever. So during this episode, I found a few charitable organizations that I want to highlight and just go over their mission statement, what they're about, what they do, and how you can get involved if you're interested. In no way is any of this sponsored. I have not reached out to any of these organizations. None of these organizations have reached out to me. But I just wanted to highlight some that I've either donated to or plan on or think are doing good work and that you could possibly check out. At the end of the episode, of course, we will be ending with a story of Christmas hope. Now, there is one episode left. So on this next episode, I don't really have a plan. I'm just gonna talk about Christmas and throw in some songs and some stories of hope. So if you have something that you'd like to add to the show, it could be a story, it could be a hello to the fellow listeners. If you want a shout out on the show, DM me on my Instagram account, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. That's the number 12, Weeks of Christmas Pod. And whatever you send to me, as long as it's appropriate and Christmas related, I will read it out for everyone on the show. This could be a cool way for you to connect with some people, say hi, you know, follow some of these Instagram accounts and get to know some fellow Christmas lovers. All right, everybody, that's enough of that. It's time to get into the episode. So stay tuned for how to get on the nice list. I have found four different charity organizations that I want to highlight in today's episode. There are countless charity organizations. So the four that I'm going to highlight are four that I personally found and liked and wanted to highlight with you guys and give you an opportunity to check out. But there are so many different charity organizations out there, so don't just listen to this episode and limit yourself to these and think that these are it. I only have about 45 minutes to talk to you guys about these. You have as much time as you can allocate to find a charity organization or multiple, depending on what you're willing to give this year, what you can. You have the time on your own to go look into that, and I highly encourage it because these places are doing really great work. I also want to preface that before you decide to donate to any charity organization, please do your research. Please check out their mission statement. Please check out their maybe financial histories, any articles on them. Make sure you do your research before you put your money anywhere because, you know, some of these places unfortunately might not be doing the right thing. And not unfortunately, but it just so happens that some of these places might have different beliefs or values or views than you, and you might not want to put your money there. So just do your research and find a place that speaks to you, that does something that you like and appreciate, and see if you want to help them out this year. This is also a very difficult year, and I understand that, you know, you might not have any extra money to give, and that's totally understandable. There are other ways to donate. You can donate your time, and if you don't have that, which is also understandable, especially during a pandemic, you can just spread the word. Go online, find a charity organization, and share their link on your Facebook page, your Instagram account, anything like that. Just get the word out, because you might not be able to do something this year for that organization, but somebody that follows you may. So just, you know, be open about it. Share these things with the people that you want to show them to, and you might be able to affect some change. That's my spiel. So I'm going to get right into it with the first charity organization I have found. And this is one that I think is one of the most popular charity orgs during the Christmas season and in the world, to be honest. And that is Toys for Tots. Before I talk about this really quickly, I just want to say that the link for all of the charity orgs that I am talking about will be in the description of the episode below, so you can check those out there and see if you want to donate. So Toys for Tots is a nonprofit public charity that was created by the United States Marine Corps in 1991. In 2001, they were ranked and have since been ranked one of the top rated charities by Philanthropy 400. They have donated 584 million toys to date and have supported 265 million children to date. So they're a huge organization. They've done a lot of work for years. And I remember when I was in elementary school, the Toys for Tots bins were around the hallways, and that honestly might have been throughout school now that I'm thinking about it. But what Toys for Tots does is it allows for people to donate toys to children in need. These are packaged. They're not older toys. They're brand new because every child deserves a new toy. And they spread these toys to children in need around the country. Their mission statement, which I want to point out that I think it's important to know an organization's mission statement. Maybe that's just the writer in me, but I'm going to read all of the orgs that I talk about today. I'm going to read you their mission statement directly from their websites. So Toys for Tots mission statement is, and I quote, the basic mission of the Marine Toys for Tots program is to collect new unwrapped toys and distribute those toys to less fortunate children at Christmas. Very straightforward. And there is many ways for you to get involved with this organization. It's one of the biggest orgs during the Christmas season. I think we see them everywhere in different stores, malls. I've seen on the expressway, just like driving, Toys for Tots vans. So they're everywhere. And there's different ways that you can donate to Toys for Tots. I personally like this organization because I think that it's really important that children have the right to receive fresh, out of the box, new toys. I mean, not to knock, I mean, it's incredible people that donate the toys that they don't use anymore or their children don't use anymore. Those should have a home, and there are children that, you know, are in need of those toys. But those children also deserve their own new stuff. And I think that this is an organization that does that. I mean, on Christmas morning, if, you know, their parents need some help, this is a great way to do that. There are ways for you to donate. You can go onto their website, which I'm going to have linked below, and something that it's very common that they have boxes set up and you can look up their box locations. So in person, if you're comfortable going out, they have box locations all over the country. You can go and you can buy a toy and then you can drop it off at one of their box locations. You can also just donate money straight up to their org. They'll take that. But something that I think is really interesting that they're doing is a virtual toy box donation. So what this means is that you can go on their website, you can click whatever their virtual toy box store is, and then there's a giant list of toys that you can pick from with their prices on it. And you can pick as many as you'd like. And you take the toy, the icon, and you drag it into a Toys for Tots box. And then you can check out, and that toy is automatically purchased and shipped to a child in need. I also want to say that thanks to all of you listeners, I was able to take the funds from this show and buy a toy from that website. So thank you all so much for listening, because this year I was able to take some of that money and buy a toy for a child in need from the Toys for Tots website. It was really easy to do. You honestly just go on, you drag a toy in a box, and you buy them the toy. And I think that that's a really great way to do it during a pandemic. I don't know if that's a new system for them, but I think it's a genius system. You see the picture of the toy, you can read the description on it, and there was different ranges. There's some that are not so expensive, there's and really affordable, actually, and there's some that are more on the pricey side. And if you're comfortable with spending any money this year on this kind of thing, this is a great, easy way to do that. The process took me like 5 minutes, and it's fun to pick out a toy for a child, and then you can think, you know what? I got a toy for somebody this year. So there is a little kid that's getting a speaker this year from 12 Weeks of Christmas. So Merry Christmas to whoever that is. And thank you all for being able to listen and do that, even though I know you didn't know you were doing that, but I appreciate that. The next organization I want to talk about is called One Simple Wish. And this is an organization that gives gifts to children in foster care or who have unfortunately experienced abuse and neglect. So I didn't see an exact mission statement, but what it says on their website that's closest to their mission statement is, quote, "Each year we receive nearly 5,000 holiday wishes totaling almost $500,000. We want to be sure that no child wakes up without a gift to unwrap this year, and we need your help." So what this organization actually does is they partner with social services around the country, foster cares, things like that. And those social services and their centers then connect with the children, ask for their quote-unquote wishes, what they want this year, and then they send those wishes to One Simple Wish, who then puts those on their website with a price tag, and then the people that donate go onto their website, find a quote-unquote wish that they want to donate to, and then they donate the money, and that wish gets served to that child. These wishes range anywhere from a bike to an arts and crafts table to a video game to a t-shirt, to anything. And a lot of the wishes that you see on the website are just like $10 to go to this child's future or something like that. So it's, some of the donations are bigger than others, but it's just a great way to be able to actually connect with a child one-on-one and actually give a child a Christmas gift this holiday season. There's another place that you can also donate money straight up, and you can actually set up a fund for yourself where you give them money and then they take that money and they give out the gifts, you know, that they come in contact with. You don't necessarily pick the gifts. It's my understanding that they can just take the money you donate and pick out the gifts themselves. So it's a really great way to give back and to give gifts to children. And this is a year-round thing. And it's just, I think it's perfect for the holiday season. And they're not up 100% on their $500,000 want this year. So you can go on their website and give them a donation. The website will be linked in the description of the podcast. The next organization that I want to talk about today is something called Trees for Troops. And this is one that I have never heard of before. Before today, this is brand new to me, and I thought it was really interesting. So Trees for Troops is owned by this organization called the Christmas Spirit Foundation. And the Christmas Spirit Foundation's mission statement is, quote, "The mission of the Christmas Spirit Foundation is to advance the Christmas spirit for kids, families, and the environment through programs and activities." What Trees for Troops does is they send free live Christmas trees to families of military members both in and out of the United States. So you can actually donate money for a family to receive a free Christmas tree this year. This is such a new idea to me. I had never thought of something like this before, and I thought it was really interesting and different and cool and lovely and just something that I would really like to back. I like the idea of helping a family get a Christmas tree because I'm someone that loves a real tree and it can be very expensive. And this is a way to ensure that, you know, family members of our troops, of our veterans, receive some holiday spirit, because a lot of family members of military personnel don't see their family for Christmas. So this is a way to bring a little bit of holiday joy into their homes when they're missing their loved ones. And I think that's a really beautiful idea. I really like that. This organization started in 2005, and this is a direct quote from their website. It says, since 2005, 243,955 free farm-grown Christmas trees have been provided to troops and military families in the United States and overseas through Trees for Troops. Thousands of trees are donated by American farm families and the public, and FedEx delivers these trees to more than 70 military bases in the U.S. and overseas. FedEx has logged more than 800,000 ground miles for Trees for Troops program. So FedEx actually has partnered with this organization and they are helping to deliver the trees both in the country and out of the country, and I think that's really beautiful. Now, I know by the time this episode releases, it's going to be a little late. Most people have their trees by now. I think the only people that might not are families that some families wait till Christmas Eve to get their tree, which I think is baloney and bonkers. I think not having the tree up all Christmas season is wild to me, but you know, to each their own. But if you, you know, have a Christmas tree ready and you're thinking it's a little late, right? Most people have them. No need to worry. You can donate to this organization year round. And the main way that I saw that you can donate on their website is just through your finances. You can donate money, and there's ways to do that on the website if you're comfortable and if you're willing. And I think it's a really cool idea. And they take the money and they use it all year round, and eventually during Christmas they can get all these people Christmas trees, and I think that's such a great idea. The last organization that I found is my favorite thus far, and I can say that because none of these places are sponsoring me, and this is my opinion. It's something I've never heard of, and it seems to be very successful, so I don't know why I have not heard of this, but I think it's really cool and different. This is called Child's Play, and again, linked below if you're interested, but I'm gonna read the mission statement first, and I actually don't know if this is the exact mission statement. Let me clarify. It didn't say mission statement next to it, I don't think. So this is just an overview from their website directly of what I believe to be the closest thing to the mission statement I could find. But this says, since 2003, we've set up and organized Child's Play, a game industry charity dedicated to improving the lives of children with toys and games in our network of over 185 hospitals worldwide. Over the years, you as a community have answered the call and come together to raise millions of dollars. So that's kind of vague. So what Child's Play is an organization that takes donations from people and delivers gaming systems and toys to children in hospitals. So this is something that I never would have thought of as a need, but it makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, there are a lot of children that spend not only the holidays, but their lives in hospital settings, whether they have chronic illnesses, cancers, you know, they're just injured, whatever the case may be. There are a lot of children in pediatric parts of hospitals, and that's heartbreaking. And they deserve to have some fun and get some gifts during the holiday season. So this organization has raised, on their website, it has a video that I watched, and it said that they have raised over $44 million so far for this. And with that money, they are buying these toys and gaming systems for children. This is something that is also a global initiative, because I know I have a lot of foreign listeners. There are people that listen to the show from Europe, Australia, the Philippines, places all over the globe. So this is an organization that gives to hospitals that are not just in the United States. And I checked their map. They have an interactive map where you can see what hospitals are involved. And it seems like a lot of them are, especially near me. the hospitals closest to me on Long Island are actually a part of this. And you can find hospitals even in like the UK. So there are hospitals all over the world that are part of this initiative. And it's very easy to get involved and to donate to these places. You can, again, donate straight up money because gaming consoles are expensive. I mean, I can't even afford one for myself. So I understand that this seems daunting. Like, you think I can go buy a PS5 for someone else? I can't even pay rent. I get it. I totally get it. That's not what this is. You can donate, you know, as much money as you can afford to this organization. And then they save it up and they buy these things. It helps them run the org. That's very important. And they also have an Amazon wish list, which runs very much like a registry. So the way that that works, and I played with it, and I haven't bought anything yet. I probably will, knowing myself. But the way it works is you click on Amazon wish list on their donation page, and it brings you to the interactive map where you can see all of the different hospitals that are involved in the world. And you can scroll. It starts on the US, so you have to actually scroll to the country that you want to donate to. And then you can click on the exact hospital. It's very easy. It runs very smoothly. And then it brings you to that hospital's Amazon wish list. And it's an entire page of gift items that the hospital is looking for. And this ranges from large gaming consoles to a screen protector for the gaming console. Like, it's very... The range is wide, and it allows for you to participate in any way that you feel comfortable. And then, you know, I personally don't like giving money or receiving money for Christmas because I like to actually open a physical gift. This allows you to bring that joy to hospital children this year. Another thing that I think is really important that I saw in the video, and I think the video is pre-2019 because it didn't mention COVID. I'm sorry, pre-2020, because it didn't mention COVID. In the video, the little animated child that received a console received a tablet. It could have been an iPad or whatever, but they received a tablet and they were using it to communicate. And the first thing I thought of is a family in need who can't visit the child in the hospital. Obviously, a parent can. But during a pandemic, like, the grandparents can't go visit that child because, you know, they're putting themselves at risk because of the virus. And I'm sure limitations, there are many limitations to visiting hours and people and things like that. So a child in need whose family might not be able to afford a tablet for them, if you donate money, the hospital can then buy them, or this organization, I should say, can then buy them a tablet where they can communicate face-to-face with their family members during a pandemic, which would be a present for the whole family. So that's what I was thinking of, and I think it's a really cool mission and something that I would happily, happily be a part of. And all of these organizations are going to be linked in the description below. I tried to give a wide variety of organizations that I think do good work, that have different missions, and at the end of the day are doing their part to change the world and spread some Christmas spirit. And I think that's the most important thing, especially this year. So if any of these organizations are of interest to you, you want to learn more about them, you want to donate, you want to participate, volunteer, whatever the case may be, even if you just want to read on them, the links to all of them are in the description of the show. And you could also just type the name of them into Google, they'll pop up. Also, if you know an organization that you wish that I listed, or if you are part of one, let me know. Message me on my Instagram, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. That's the number 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. And I'd love to share that on the next episode of the show, especially if you are someone that works for a nonprofit or is a volunteer or does some work with these charities and organizations. I'd love to give you a shout out and a highlight and thank you for the work that you're doing. So let me know. Message me at 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod and we'll talk about that next week. Now, of course, to wrap up the episode is this week's story of Christmas hope. So stay tuned. Since next week is the last episode, which I can't believe I'm saying that. That doesn't feel real, but it is. It's unfortunately where we're at. Not unfortunately because it's Christmas, but unfortunately because I'm gonna miss doing this. I'm gonna miss you guys. But since because next week is the last week, if you have a story of Christmas hope, this is your last chance. This is your last chance to get it out to the world and share it with all of the fellow listeners. So if you have a story of Christmas hope, send it, because, you know, I'm going to share all of them that I get. If I get any by next episode, all of the ones that I get, I will share, because next episode, I don't have a script yet. I'm just kind of going, and we're going to talk about Christmas, and we'll get into it next week. I don't have it all planned out yet, but I would love to read 15 different stories of Christmas hope, whatever you guys have gone through, whatever you want to share, anything about Christmas. Even if you sent me something already, send me something again. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to share it with all of the fellow listeners, all of our fellow gingerbread people, fellow Christmas lovers. It would be really fantastic. So if you want to send me a story of Christmas hope, as always, just go to my Instagram account, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. That's the number 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. You can send me a DM. I will post a reminder Instagram post just to give you a heads up that it is coming up, because it's the last episode and I don't want you guys to miss your opportunity or chance to share some Christmas spirit with the world, because we all have a story. We all have something. You can even tell me your favorite Christmas memory. I'd love to share that with everyone on the show. This week's story of Christmas hope, while we're on the topic, is from an article titled 18 True Christmas Miracles That Will Restore Your Hope for the Holidays. I've used this article a few times. I really like these stories because they're quick to the point and leave you feeling full of Christmas hope. The author of this article is Brandon Spector. Shout out to Brandon Spector, because I've used this several times. I should email him. This article has been updated December 20th, 2019, and is written on rd.com. The credit for the actual story of Christmas hope that I'm reading today goes to Dave Grinstead from Bellingham, Washington. He is the one that has written this story. This week's story is titled Santa Found Us on the Road. Enjoy. At Christmas time in 1961, our family was on the way from Seattle to a new assignment on the East Coast, and we checked into a motel in Watertown, South Dakota. It was not the best time to travel with young children who were concerned about Santa finding us on the road. We headed into a town to find a store, and as our car approached an intersection, there was a Santa right in the crosswalk. He held up his hand for us to stop, and we rolled down our windows. Santa poked his head through a window and said to our kids, "Oh, there you are. I was wondering where I'd find you tonight." Naturally, the kids were thrilled to pieces. They made sure we told Santa which motel we were staying at so he could find them. My wife and I had tucked away gifts for the trip, as we knew we wouldn't have time to shop along the way. The car top carrier and out-of-state license plate may have been a giveaway, but whatever it was, that Santa really made Christmas 1961 a memorable one for our kids. All right, my little gingerbread people, that is the 11th episode of 12 Weeks of Christmas. I hope you all enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed making it. I really love talking about these charity organizations and how we can do our part and how we could spread a little bit of Christmas cheer this year. I think it's really, really important to remember, and I know I've said it like 50 times now, but it's really important to remember that this year is tough on everyone. Every single person that you see, whether at the store, at the gas station, it doesn't matter where you see people, they're having a hard time. And I think that engaging in these charities is a way for us to keep grounded a little bit and be thankful for what we do have, which is something I think we need to remember this year. If you are able to be that person, and I'm not saying that everyone who listens to this is, absolutely not, but if you are someone who is able to give this year, I really think that this is the year to do so. This is the year to say, you know what, I'm really fortunate. I have love, family, some extra money. I mean, these are all things that we might take for granted, that if we share during the Christmas season, you can make someone's day, more importantly, a child's day during Christmas. I think those are the people that most matter. And you could just do something that makes you feel good and that makes someone else feel good. And isn't that what Christmas is all about, is just making other people feel good? That's why I love presents so much, because it can seem really materialistic, being so excited to receive something. But, wow, do you hear that wind? That was really loud. Anyway, there's a storm going on outside. I'm casually just ignoring this blizzard outside my room. Anyway, back to topic. I love giving gifts because, you know, receiving them is great and you love receiving them and it feels good to get something new. But I like giving them even better because I love seeing the reaction on people's faces when you get them something that they either needed or really wanted or didn't know they need or didn't know they wanted or just, it's so much fun. And you know, I think a lot of times with these charities, you don't know the outcome. You don't know who receives the gift. You don't know their face or their name. And that could be a challenge, but I don't think that you should need to know. I think that the thought and the knowledge that you've helped someone this year should be enough. And I think that is enough. I think that's fantastic. Even if it's $1 that you put in a donation jar at the grocery store or something, just to give back a little bit this year. And acts of kindness are contagious. If someone sees you do the right thing, they're probably going to do the right thing. And we really need that right now. It's a tough year and it's almost over. I promise. We're almost there. All right, my little gingerbread people, enough of my venting spiel. If you liked this podcast, this episode, if you like the show, if you love the show, I hope you love the show, please give me a follow on Spotify and on my Instagram account, 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. That's the number 12 Weeks of Christmas Pod. You can listen to me on almost all streaming platforms. And if you don't want to listen to me there, you can listen to me on NorthPoleLLC.net. This is a website that I have partnered with this holiday season that is a great resource for you fellow Christmas lovers. This is a place you can go if you love the holidays. You could check if you're on the naughty or nice list. You could take a virtual tour of Santa's workshop. You can just do so many really cool Christmas-themed activities, and it's great fun for you and your family. So I highly recommend you check it out, and you can listen to the podcast there. So that's kind of cool, too. While you're scrolling through this website, you can listen to the podcast there, so feel free to do so. All right, all my lovely gingerbread people, I hope you had a great time listening to this. I hope you share this with your friends, your families, your loved ones, the grumpy Gus at the grocery store who really need some Christmas cheer. Keep following, keep listening, keep sharing, and let's keep counting down the 12 weeks of Christmas.